back to Bridgeport for the Attorney Tom Ganim, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Live on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And I am very excited right now. At Frankie's Diner, sitting across from me is Deb Sims. And Deb is a community leader in Bridgeport's East End. And you have a lot of projects and initiatives going on, one of which is very near and dear to my heart, which is City Fresh. And I would love to talk about what's happening in the East End and certainly the farmers market. Deb, how are you?
I am wonderful. I'm excited to be here. One, at my favorite eating spot. And yeah, secondly, you know, we love your show in the morning. I had to call my sister and I said, I'm on Melissa in the Morning today. You got to tune in.
Actually, sister, I get to sit with your sister and talk to her about all the amazing stuff you're doing. I'm just a platform. That's all I really am. And I'm so excited to talk about what's happening this summer. I mean, first of all, City Fresh, it's a big deal. I know we've talked about it on the show before, but for people who might not be familiar, what is it?
So City Fresh is a program that allows us to buy from local producers, and it allows us every Sunday to put fresh produce in our neighborhood. But I think City Fresh for me, as I was thinking about what I was going to say, was the most important thing for me is it really allows us to give fresh produce to our seniors. Right now, we're currently in about 20 senior buildings throughout the city. And every week, they're allowed to get a complete array of fresh vegetables, either from cabbages, lettuce, collard greens, collaloo, you know, peppers, radishes, and the quality of the produce is A1. They're picked from the farms every Friday. They're delivered to the market, and on Sunday, between Sunday and Monday, we're able to get that produce out. So it's really exciting. You know, fresh produce is very expensive. You know, I shop it in the store. It's all organic. A lot of folks can't afford to purchase that. And through the Department of Agriculture, we are able to produce that for free. So that's the most humbling part.
I couldn't agree with you more. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of the reasons why we try to focus on our local farms a lot on, mm-hmm. on the morning show, because not only supporting local, but the importance of having such great ingredients for our health long term. But when you talk about, like you said, how expensive it is to be able to eat that way, it's not really it's not really possible for a lot of people. So the fact that you have a program like this, especially right. for an older population, I just think is amazing. So City Fresh, is there like a website or anything? If people wanted more information about that, is there somewhere that they can go, like the locations, anything like that?
So our website is eastonnrzmarket.org, and the distribution is every Sunday morning at our farm stand, which is at 1851 Stratford Avenue. We start at 9 o'clock, and so all produce is distributed from there. There is a limit as to the amount that you can take, but okay. it's enough for a family of five for the week.
Wow.
So we actually start at 9, and so usually last week we saw about 75 families that came through.
Wow.
And so we separated, so we make sure that we have enough to take care of the flow that comes through, and then we make sure we have enough for our distribution to our seniors.
Now, is this something that is only seasonal, or is this year round?
No, the farm stand runs through the farmer's market season, which means we've been in the season for 2 weeks, so we'll run through November.
Oh, awesome.
And then during the non-farmer's market season, we have to source vegetables from other sources.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. so incredible. I think that's amazing. The other thing, too, that I love about this, if I can remember correctly from when we first talked about City Fresh on the show a while back, do you also have, like, cooking opportunities or recipes
yes.
with these local? Isn't there, like, a cooking aspect There's, to this? Am I crazy?
We have Yale doctors who come in and cook. So we call that Let's Chat. So Let's Chat happens once a month. And actually, we have the Yale doctors come in. Then we also have what we call our celebrity chefs. Maybe come cook one Sunday.
Oh, I mean, listen, that would be an honor.
Right.
I can probably make three things, but man, they're good.
So the rules are you have to cook whatever vegetables in season, but it really gives you a time to mix and talk with our community. You share stories, you share recipes,
amazing.
And then we all just get to eat together. So it's really a great time. We have a lot of folks that come on those days. Chef Raquel also comes out and cooks with us on some of those Sundays. But we have Yale clinicians who come and talk too.
Wow.
So they also share stories, they help solve problems, and they help some of our families work through the issues that they have.
Wow. So, Deb Sims, can you share with me one more time the website? If people want any more information about City Fresh, the cooking series that they also have the opportunity to get in on, where do they find that? What's the website?
So, it's www.eastendnrzmarket.org. And the cafe is located at 1851 Stratford Avenue in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I always tell everybody, look for the orange door. We're the only orange door on Stratford Avenue.
That's so, well, listen, if you could spot it, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's such a fun little factoid. And orange happens to be my favorite color, Deb. So I don't know if you did that for me, but if you didn't, I still appreciate it. I think
orange
it's awesome.
Orange actually is a food color. How about that? That's what the experts say.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, if it's the brightest thing on the dish, it means you're doing something right. I love that. Mm-hmm. So the website, again, is EastEndNRZ.org, and we will also include that on the podcast when we post it at 10 o'clock this morning on WACC600.com. Deb, I want to thank you so much for what you do in the community, but also for sharing all of this here on WACC. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us this morning. I really appreciate that.
Of course. Absolutely.